Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
In the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, July 12th, not a Friday the 13th. I was talking to someone today who was like, you know, there's two Friday the 13th this year. I was like, is one of them this week? And she had to be like, no, because today is not, like, the math doesn't work out. I was like, my bad. I didn't know what date it was. Until we go into record Freaky Friday, I often don't know, like, the number date of the day.
Gotta get a calendar.
Gotta use Freaky Friday.
Well, it is not the 13th, but it's one day shy, so It's better than nothing.
Right, and you still have quite a freaky lineup for us to read through before we leave town this week. It is time. It's those last few days before we go out of town. We're recording stuff for y'all, getting ready, getting our bags all packed, because we're about to go on tour.
We are. We're going to be in Cincinnati July 16th, Cleveland the 17th, and Toronto the 19th. Then we'll be going to Kansas City, Oklahoma City, San Diego, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Dallas for later times in the year. And we are touring our Full Moon Energy Show. It's everything you like about the podcast, but it's all about our favorite moon, our moon.
Yeah, the best, number one best moon. By all the other moons have names, not ours. It's the moon, like the one, period. So come hear about what really happened on the Apollo missions, what the moon does to us, its darker side, and what we're about to do to it in the upcoming decades. And buckle up. So for dates, times, tickets, and more, you can go to sinisterhood.com/live shows and get your tickets. And if a couple of VIP tickets are available at some of the places, so make sure you get those, because you get to hang out with us afterwards for 45 minutes. We're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do a live Q&A discussion. We show behind the scenes pictures from our life, from the tour, from whatever you ask about that might come up. And you get a signed poster to take home as well.
It's a lot of fun. We always get very thought-provoking questions, sometimes very funny ones, and sometimes ones where you're just left scratching your head. But no matter what it is, it's always a good time.
Always a good time. So go to sinisterhood.com/live shows and get your tickets before they are gone.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one, content warning, contains discussion about animal death and suicide. This is from Jessica, and it is called Bengal Tiger Encounter in Ohio. Hello, I'm a listener from the very beginning. You may remember me from such stories as my mom tried to throw me and herself off of a lighthouse, or my dad's encounter with the Armaduchi. It was the day after my son's 5th birthday, October 18th, 2011. We were heading home from a late night trip to the grocery store on a highway we traveled nearly daily in southern Ohio. My son, Hunter, was in his booster seat, happily singing his favorite song, Born in the USA, or Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, and munching on his chicken nuggets in the back seat. when he yelled, "Mama, I saw a tiger." I, playing along with him, said, "Oh, really? Where'd you see it?" "Out my window," he said. "Oh, really?" I replied. "Yes," he said, "a tiger." "Okay, then," I said. We continued on no more than a mile, quickly approaching our exit, when I saw flashing lights ahead. Lots of flashing lights. I quickly got over in the passing lane and slowed my speed. As we approached, there were nearly 10 state highway patrol vehicles, all with lights ablazing, and a pickup truck with its hazard lights on. As we passed, I did what anyone would do and tried to see what the hubbub was. The full-size pickup truck was nearly totaled in the front end, and it hit something much larger than a full-grown adult man. Whatever it was, had a fur coat and looked dark brown in the headlights of all the vehicles. Once we got home, I had to call my dad and tell him what we had seen. My first thought was that this truck had hit a Bigfoot. That's when my dad told me that a local guy who was running an exotic animal zoo on his farm had let his animals loose and then completed suicide. Sadly, we later found out that almost all of the 50 animals he set loose had to be put down as they were running loose in the town. I believe 6 were able to be tranquilized and transported to the Columbus Zoo. It turns out my son had seen one of the adult male Bengal tigers that was loose, and the man in the pickup had hit a nearly 600-pound adult grizzly bear. It was such a sad day that should not have happened. My son is now 17 and a high school senior that still remembers seeing the tiger that night. A quick Google and you'll find the story and details of the exotic animal massacre in Zanesville, Ohio.
Well, I had not heard of this, or if I had, I must not have remembered it, but what a massacre is the right word for it. It is a tragic event that happened that most of the experts that were interviewed said this should never have happened. This person should not have had access to all these animals.
No, people have sent this in for us to cover, and I've never gone down that road because it is a lot to read and research, but it is a very sad story that no one can take care of that many exotic animals. Like, they're just not going to be cared for properly, and what a sad way for it to all end, because of course those animals had no say over what was going on, and they were just doing what tigers and bears do, which is not be kept on a farm in Ohio and then let loose. So they certainly can't be blamed, but it's so sad / so terrifying if you lived there and you know that tigers and bears and several other pets that could, or rather animals that could severely harm you were just let loose in your town, and then the cops are left to go find them all.
Yeah, and that's the wild part is apparently the law at the time, it was not illegal for him to own these animals. And in fact, it, you know, the article that we pulled up, it says you could put an alligator in your basement. Like, the laws were much looser back then. And I think it shows.
Don't do that.
No, for public, comprehensive public safety. This person had 17 lions, 18 tigers, 6 black bears, 2 grizzly bears. I mean, just the most dangerous, huge wolves, cougars. For what happened was horrible to the animals, but aside from the owner who completed suicide, no people were injured, which is the GQ article on it said that is the miracle of the Zanesville massacre is that with these very dangerous animals literally running down the street where your kid can go, "Hey, look, mommy, a tiger."
Or that you're could like, hit a bear when you certainly don't expect to see that.
No, that's just way more damage than a
And that could
deer.
Kill you. Oh, yeah. Total your car, hitting a bear.
Break your neck. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, it's a miracle, like you said, that nobody else was hurt. It is so sad that so many animals had to be put down because of I haven't looked into it a ton, so I'm not sure what the backstory of the owner of this zoo's, what his story was. I've watched other shows where people think that they can manage animals like this, and not even nearly this many, and it never ends well. They are a lot more work than people think. They eat a lot more than people think, and it's not just food that you can, like, go buy at Pet Supplies Plus.
Yeah, it's not just like subscribe and save order to have the tiger kibble come in. It's like expensive, massive amounts of meat and having 50 animals. That's a lot. They said he was deeply in debt, which could have contributed to it, as well as facing a guns charge, a weapons charge. So you don't ever know why that day was chosen and why you don't choose to turn your collection to someone else and not just let them loose. But the laws did change following this incident, luckily. So it has, according to the article, it says that it has successfully reduced the number of dangerous animals and it ensures those that are in someone's care are being properly cared for and properly secured, hopefully.
Well, good. At the very least, something good came out of it as far as more strict law being passed. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Jessica, for sending that in. That is wild that your kids saw that. And the amount of times my kids have been like, there's an octopus on the road. And I'm like, okay. And now I'm going to be like, what? What's going on? I mean, you wouldn't expect an actual tiger to be running on the highway matching your speed, but such is Zanesville, Ohio. Well, we're glad that you and your son got home safely, and what a memory for your kid that's now 17 to still have. That imprints on you, I imagine. You don't forget that.
Yeah, it'll stick with you. Also, I'm sure he remembers how when he told you that he saw a tiger that you said, oh, really? And not like, there's no tiger out there, because in this case, you would have been wrong. So, oh, man. Well, good luck to him on his senior year of high school. Sinisterhood will be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, this next one's from Christine, and it is called Road Rage is Getting Out of Control. Hi, Christy and Heather. I love your podcast. It keeps me company in a quiet office where I see a total of 4 people. I only go in because it gets me away from the chaos of 2 kids and 3 cats at home. Let's get into it. A Sunday at 8:30 a.m., my husband was driving me and my 2 kids to Target, a normal weekly occurrence because Target is amazing. We take back roads because it is quicker and no one can tell what's going to happen on our highways. We stopped at a 3-way stop sign and an SUV behind us laid on his horn. We assumed he was in a rush and was mad at us for stopping because no one was coming in the other directions. After coming to a full stop, we turned and the car sped through the stop sign, turning the same way as us. We went the speed limit, maybe a little faster, but this guy was riding us extremely close. He eventually went into the oncoming traffic lane to get around us, and instead of just driving away, he cut us off and then slammed on his brakes, so my husband honked his horn. We ended up at the same stoplight, so I took a picture of his license plate and started to call the non-emergency phone line for the county cops. Once we started moving again, he put his hand out the window and gave us a hand motion, making it seem like he was encouraging us to do something. He turned into the shopping center that we were going to, so when we turned in, we went in the opposite direction from him. He made a left turn toward the Target, we turned right, and went down a random aisle. While I was waiting for my option in the non-emergency line, we saw him cutting through 6 parking lot aisles, coming right for us at full speed. As a reminder, I have 2 kids in the car. One is 12 months and one is 2.5, so I was full panic attack at this point. I hung up and called 911 while the guy drove off somewhere. The cops came 25 minutes later to take our statement. They couldn't do anything because the license plate I gave them was for a rental car, and they don't have access to that database. Unless they get a warrant, I'm assuming? This was the most terrifying moment of my life, and I thought I was going to end the morning without my husband or kids. So hearing this from the cop was very frustrating. The cop gave us a tip that I would like to share. The second a car seems to get too, quote, aggressive, get off the road. Don't assume that they will just let it go with a simple brake check. Some people just can't seem to calm down after the smallest slight against them. A similar instance happened in a neighboring county, but it ended in a shooting and a death. It's terrifying that there are people out there who think it's okay to terrorize people because something didn't go their way. I hope everyone stays safe out on the roads, and if anyone knows someone who drives with this much aggression, please convince them to talk to someone. Keep it creepy, Christine.
I cannot imagine that fear of your kids and you are like a sitting duck, and this person who's already just proven that they're erratic starts speeding towards you. It's like a horror film.
Yeah, and I don't understand really anybody that behaves this way driving, because I'm like, of course you ended up at the same stoplight. You always do. Yeah. So you cut like, what, a second off your time because you ran a stop sign, went into oncoming traffic, and for what?
Yeah.
You end up at the same place, then you end up in the same target, but like, just to say something, what were you going to say to these people? You know, why he stopped and went about his way, I don't know, but good thing he did. And that is weird that the cops can't check paper plates like that.
Right, they go, well, it's a rental car, so we don't know. And I'm like, so does that mean I can just get a rental car and do crime and you'd never know it was me?
Like, you could think works like that.
I feel like you could figure that out. No, you're right. And I think this cop advice is good. And it is, that's my thing now. I'm like, you go ahead. Like, I'm not trying. When I got road raged outside the Sprouts the other day and somebody was like swerving and cutting me off and stopping, I just was like, I'm gonna stay like three car lengths behind and I'm just gonna let you go. And I don't need to get mad at something anymore. I'm good. I'm not trying to rush. Like I said, I'm going to hang out with my best friend. I'm not like, I got to get there. I'm going to miss the flight. It's like, it's fine. I'll be okay. Even so,
some people though are in a hurry, but that still doesn't give you the right to act like a huge asshole and put yourself and others in danger.
I think that this is this Christine's take of like, it's a slight, like they think it's a slight and they have, but I'm always like, it's not about me and it's not about the road rage. I'm just unfortunately the vessel that I'm receiving this vitriol that your family is just trying to go to Target and you're receiving whatever this person's got on their shoulder. But yeah, if you know road ragers that follow people and stuff, it's like, no, do not do that. Cause you don't know who you're following and you don't know what they're capable of either. So better just
I
back
watched
down.
My husband break up a fight between two women on the side of 635. So anything's possible.
Things will escalate.
Angry people get behind the steering wheel, and it's very scary because driving in general, if I think about it too much, I'll start to spiral because I can control kind of to a degree what's going on in my car, but I just take a look over and see how many people are looking down on their phone and not paying a fuck all attention to what's going on. And then I'm like, this is why I don't want to be on the road. It's not because of me. It's because of other people.
The amount of times I've seen not a person's face, but the back of a phone because it's directly in their face as I'm driving is horrifying. And I'm like, oh, no, I have to watch out for me and you now. So, yeah, don't. After you had told me all those facts whenever you got your license and, you know, just like all the testing.
I had to retake the driver's test. Yes.
Due to COVID expiring your license. But like, seriously, after all those statistics, I really am like, it can wait. Like it can wait to text. It can wait to speed somebody. It just ain't worth it.
No, and it's very scary when you're on a road with someone like that because, I mean, a car is a weapon if you want it to be.
It really is.
A big one, too, at that. Well, I'm so glad that you and your kids and husband, because that is so scary to have your kids in the car
right.
and all that's going on, especially because they know that you're panicked. So even though they don't know what's going on, they're like, something is happening. I'm just trying to go to Target.
You're like, why are you on the phone with the police on a Saturday morning? It's like, Sometimes that's how it is. So
mommy's usually so happy when we go to Target. This time's different.
Yeah,
really, honestly, I'd be like, you ruined my Target outing, you motherfucker. And this is why I'm calling the cops.
This man has gotten my vibes completely off for a Target run. Take him to jail immediately. Also the road rage.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Christine. Well, your daughter's written in, I believe, twice in this episode. Well,
hello.
This first one, she's writing in with sleep issues. Or should I say sleep issues? Hi, call me Anonymous, a.k.a. Heather's daughter. I was actually at the Chicago show this past May. I was a dummy who took too strong of special gummies and almost greened out for about 40 minutes of the show. Haha, oops, sorry people around me who saw me sweating bullets. This story is my own and happened in Northern Illinois in early 2007. I graduated college the year before, and my fiancé and I were just starting our life together. We had been engaged since 2003 and were finally ready to set a date. And then, the unthinkable happened. My fiancé passed away tragically in an accident. I don't remember much around that time. I basically slept every day for the first month or so. I would wake up, reach over, and touch his side of the bed, like I always did in the morning, and then realize he was really gone, and I'd cry myself back to sleep. This is what I did every day, and it was torture. Once the fog had cleared a little, I was able to function enough to find a job. Nothing much brought me joy, and every day I threw myself into my work, and I'd go until I was exhausted enough to get back in bed and sleep until the next morning when I'd do it again. Honestly, I don't know how I made it through. I was deeply depressed, and every day I woke up was torture. I cried every day and night for a full year. Sometimes I would be surprised I still had any tears left to cry. At the one-year anniversary of his passing, I had taken a few days off of work to just stay home and cry and be by myself as the awful day came. When I got into bed that night, it was the first time I fell asleep without sobbing until I passed out. When I woke up in the morning, I reached to his side of the bed, out of habit, and to my surprise, someone was asleep next to me in bed. I screamed and jumped on top of the person when I realized it was my fiancé. He was totally fine, just scared because he was woken up by me screaming and jumping on top of him. That's when I realized the whole time he being gone was just a dream. A full year of working, sleeping, eating, and grieving was just a dream, and I was beyond thankful it was. I've always had pretty intense dreams, along with sleep paralysis, but never anything like this. This happened February of 2007, and we set a wedding date for July of that year. We weren't going to wait and see if my dream was a premonition. Maybe next time I'll share about the time sleep paralysis saved my life. Sincerely, Anonymous. I was the scent versus flavor issue for a recent Judge Christie. Hubby and I have been married for almost 17 years now.
Well, this is the kind of dream that scares me. Because what if that's what we're in right now? I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it's over.
I'm sure, like everyone that was listening to this, I was very sad for Anonymous. And then I got to the end and was like, oh, yeah, been there. I don't know about dreaming an entire year of your life, that's wild. But I do have very intense dreams that will rock me for days. And I'll wake up thinking, like, did that really happen? Did it not? I don't know that I've ever dreamed an entire lifetime, though, in a dream. So, but what a feeling when you wake up and realize he's still there.
Right. It's such an elation. Well, after she sent this in, I was like, I'm going to Google around and kind of see. And it happens in a lot of like lucid dreaming forums that people report this. So I don't know. You were lucid dreaming and you didn't even know, Anonymous. But there's people that have said, like, I swear I was dreamt like 40 years. Like I was like a whole different lifetime or a whole different. And it was so, so real. And the really wild thing, I think in this case, it's a good thing when you wake up and like the reality is better, is that they're like, well, I had a husband and kids and I miss them now. And it's like, they're not real. They're in your head. Or they're in another astral plane. You got to go Bob and row them and find them.
Yeah, it's I have dreamed like horrible things have happened and I wake up and for a split second, I think it's real. And then I realize, oh, everything's okay. It is such a feeling of relief. So I definitely want to hear about the time sleep paralysis saved your life.
Yeah.
And any other, I'm always interested in bizarre dreaming stuff. I also got to just say to your husband, that had to have been a hell of an awakening, that you're just like full on asleep. She just jumps on top of you and is like, screaming,
"You're not here!
You're here! You're not dead!" You're like, "What the? What? No, I don't think I am.
I'm about to be. You're choking me. Get off of me! What's happening?" No, that's. I feel like I'll do that too, where I'm like, "I'm dream mad at you," or "You did this in my dream last night." So it's the opposite. It's like I'm so elated.
Yeah, dream elated.
I'm glad he's alive.
Yes, thank you for sending that in.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, this next one is from Michelle, and the subject line is, a brush with real-life animal encounter, an encounter with possible alien sighting. Hello, Christy and Heather. I love your podcast and recommend it every chance I get. I love your empathy and humor and wish I could be friends with you in real life. I thought this story was appropriate to go along with your full moon energy tour. Now, let's get into it. This happened about 2 weeks ago, on the evening of June 21st, the strawberry full moon in June. It also happened to be the first full day of summer. To celebrate the summer solstice and full moon, I took an evening hike to one of my favorite summits in southwest Washington, Silver Star, located in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. I started a little after 7:30 p.m. to reach the top by 9 to watch the sunset. It was a beautiful, clear night, and the sunset was gorgeous. Around 9:30 or so, when it started to get dark, I started my trek down. I had my headlamp on and a tiny flashlight. Approximately 3/4 to a mile down, the full moon came into view to the east on my right side. It was spectacular. Simultaneously, I started hearing noises to my left. Now, for context, this peak has two trails from opposite directions to get to the top. The trails meet about a half mile from the peak and take the same trail to the top. One route goes through forest, but is steep with lots of loose rocks. I've hiked this way before and fell multiple times going down. The other route, which is the route I chose this particular night, is exposed and there's no forest cover. The path is much better, meaning no loose scramble rocks, but the road leading to the trailhead is much more rugged. I'm accident prone and actually broke my ankle last year after slipping and falling on a trail. This is why I chose this particular route. Back to the story. The noises I started hearing sounded very similar to a bird chirp. Now, this may seem rather innocuous. However, have you ever heard the chirp of a mountain lion? It sounds very similar to the chirp of a bird. For about a mile or so, I heard the distinct chirp of a mountain lion. At one point, I heard a growl-like sound. Now, it wasn't a typical growl of a mountain lion, or, thank goodness, a mountain lion scream, which is terrifying. Mountain lions are known to be in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest area. Mountain lions are known for stalking, and they are more commonly around without you ever seeing them, rather than a person seeing them in the wild. I was on the exposed side of the trail, but because it was now fully dark, I couldn't see anything beyond the 5 or 10 feet of light that my headlamp and flashlight provided. I don't think I've ever been more relieved to see my car back at the trailhead. Now, fast forward about a half an hour. I got past the few miles of really rough section with road washouts and deep potholes. I was still on a dirt forest development road. I was catching glimpses of the full moon periodically. At one point, the road curved, and suddenly, a bright light appeared in the passenger side mirror. I thought it was strange that someone was catching up to me, since I hadn't seen any cars in either direction since I left the trailhead. I looked in my rearview mirror to see how far back the car was, but I didn't see anything. I looked in the passenger mirror again, and again saw the bright light. I looked out my driver's side and saw some tiny green lights, but not the big white light I saw on the other side. My mind wasn't comprehending what I was seeing. Momentarily, I thought that this was some sort of alien or paranormal sighting. Then it occurred to me that the light was the moon, and the green lights were the display lights reflecting off the window. It was really late, and I was tired. For reference, I provided a link to a video of a mountain lion chirping if you've never heard it before. I hope you got a good laugh over my moon sighting story. I'm glad I made it off the trail alive to tell the story.
Well, we are so glad you made it off the trail, too. I did not know this about mountain lions, and I'll have you know that they do sound just like a bird. We'll play it so everybody can hear it.
Yeah.
That's a mountain lion.
That's crazy. It does sound like a little bird. And that's one where you're like, oh, it's just a bird. And then you don't realize that it's stalking you and watching you while you don't even know it's watching.
This is how I would get attacked by a mountain lion. Mm-hmm. I would hear that and be like, oh, there's a baby kitten or a baby bird that must be injured in those bushes. Nah, bitch, it's a mountain lion. You also mentioned them screaming, and you did not include a link to that, but I have Googled it. For the first time, we're going to listen, Heather, to a mountain lion scream. There's so many. I'm trying to find one that... Okay, this is a mountain lion screams in the Angeles National Forest. Oh!
Yeah, it sounds like a person.
Goddamn. Ooh!
Or a laser.
Oh, yikes. Pew, yeah, pew. That when you're just walking down a dark trail at night with the headlamp, I might yeet myself off the side on accident.
I don't care.
Get away from that.
This is the smooth trail. I broke my ankle on the other trail. It's like, well, I'm breaking my ankle on the smooth trail because I heard that sound and I ran for my life and I tumbled like a tumbleweed all the way down to my car. Yeah, that is eerie. It sounds kind of like a, you could use that in a horror film if you had like something chasing someone. You know, they'll be like, well, in order to make a really scary alien sound, we captured the sound. It's like of a mountain lion scream. It's like
starting off with chirps. It's like an alien baby hatching and then it develops into full on Sigourney Weaver alien by the end of it.
Goddamn. But that, I know that feeling when you're out by yourself, especially, and you're like, something's behind me. And it's like, oh, it was the moon. Never mind.
Well, better the moon than a mountain lion.
Yeah, or like a car, especially if you're out there by yourself. That would be a stomach drop moment if you're like, I was the only one at the trailhead, and now I'm going down this trail by myself, and then a car pulls out behind you. I would shit my pants and then be like, it was just the moon. It's fine.
On the scale of what I'd rather it be, A, moon, B, alien, C, a mountain lion driving a car, D, actually, like Z, a man driving a car.
Yeah, that
like,
never.
That's the last thing I want. Yeah. I'm going to choose a mountain lion, much like I'm going to choose a bear over the man.
Especially if it's driving a car. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Also, it can't like abandon the car to attack you because then who's going to drive its car?
You do have to worry about, though, if you're driving and you just hear rah, rah, and it's road raging at you. And now you all of a sudden have a really dangerous mountain lion that is chasing you in your car.
Mountain lion road rage. First of all, great band name. Second of all, something we should all be scared of. We don't really have, I don't know. Do we have mountain lions? I don't know where animals live anymore.
We got big cats somewhere. Here's the thing. Nobody knows where anything lives anymore. Because we'll say on the show, oh, someone said they saw XYZ type of animal in this area. And But they're not native to that area. And we'll get 15 emails from people that are like, actually, they did find a few because an exotic pet owner let them loose, mm-hmm. or they got driven out of their thing because of no. So it's like you said, we can't even know where anything is anymore.
No.
Because you're like, there shouldn't be a tiger running down the street. Sometimes there are, though, because human intervention, unfortunately. So
you're right.
Yeah,
there shouldn't be. But there is. For all I know, I don't know if bobcats or mountain lions, we don't really have mountains here. Yeah. At least in our area. But
yeah, big cats, though.
I don't like... Yeah, big cats, those hit different for me.
There's too much.
Than a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of reach, and I feel like they can just move so quickly. Like, I feel like even though a bear also has reach and claws and jaws, a bear, and it can be fast, it's just not like mountain lion fast.
No. And it's like, I feel like mountain lions are sneakier. Like, they will mm-hmm. just, like, watch you and stalk. I've heard of people, like, especially in California and stuff, walking, they'll just be, like, hiking, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. a mountain lion pounces on top of them, and then it's you and the mountain lion, and usually the mountain lion wins.
You gotta fight it out. You're right, though. I think a bear is kind of like, dun 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 dun, I'm a bear, hello, versus a mountain lion is just like, what are you doing? And you're like, God, bitch, I didn't know you were there.
Mm-hmm. Like cats versus dogs, kind
of. True, it really is. They're the cats mm-hmm. and dogs of the natural world. Well, I'm glad you made it out with nothing more than a moon, Michelle, for sure.
Yes.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This next one is from Liz, and the subject line is 30 minutes with 30 seconds to Mars.
Side note, this might be my favorite story we've ever received. And thank you.
It's incredible. Thank you, Liz. Thank you. Thank you. Liz writes, hiya. I'm always excited to get new episodes, be they on the main feed or Patreon content. OG subscriber over here. But I was extra excited to hear that you'll be discussing Jordan Catalano, aka Jared Leto, in the next part of your 90s Heartthrobs or Cult Leader segment. I met the man himself in a very extenuating circumstance. Not really freaky, but a funny encounter nonetheless. The year was 2004, and I was an art school student on tour with my then-boyfriend Kevin's one-man indie rock band, Animal Hospital. I'm using the real names because this relationship has been immortalized in a comic that came out almost 20 years ago and is still somewhat popular to this day, and it plays into the story I'm telling. On this tour, Kevin played his shows with a drum kit, guitar, and looping pedals, and I worked the merch table and sold copies of the aforementioned comic that I had self-published. Cute, four-panel auto-bio comics about little moments in our relationship. The cover of this comic is an image of Kevin and I holding hands and touching butts, dressed as we usually were, in t-shirts and jeans. Specifically, I'm in a purple shirt and he is wearing a red one. These colors were chosen to be more eye-catching on the cover and not indicative of our normal everyday shirt choices. Kevin had been in lots of touring bands and knew a lot of people, and we stayed with them on our tour across the country. When we got to LA, it was no different. Our host there was Matt Wachter, the then bassist for 30 Seconds to Mars. I was in no way starstruck by this because I'd never listened to the band and have always had a pretty nonchalant approach to fame. But when Kevin asked to see the legendary, probably, LA recording studio where the band was working on their A Beautiful Lie album, I jokingly asked if Jared would be there. Matt replied, nah, Jared's hardly ever there in the studio when we record. He just comes in to do his vocals after the rest of it's all set. He won't be there. We showed up to the recording studio, which is a big yawn for me. I've been cursed to be friends with men who like to talk about audiophile shit, and my tombstone will read, had to listen to men talk about recording when I finally die of boredom. But lo and behold, who is there on a couch listening to playbacks but our boy Jared? Matt introduced Kevin and I by pulling out the copy of my comic that I'd given him earlier that day and exclaimed, "These are my friends Kevin and Liz. She drew this comic about them." Jared took the book and looked from us to the cover, saying, "So, do you just always dress like this?" By happenstance, I was wearing a purple shirt and Kevin was wearing a red one. "Only when we might meet a cast member from my so-called life," I joked. Kevin and Matt began talking to the recording engineer about the studio, leaving me to stand there awkwardly while Jared Leto read my entire comic and peppered me with questions throughout. "Are your toenails really as big as astronaut helmets?" he asked. "No, my toenails are normal, but Kevin's are legitimately baby-sized. Want to see?" I said. Jared replied, "I'll take your word for it. Do your armpits really smell like celery?" "You can take a whiff," I said, raising my arm. "I'm good, thanks," he replied. I was dying, watching the guy I used to have makeout fantasies about reading my comic book and actually engaging with it. I was embarrassed and delighted at the same time. Jared finished the comic and was handing it to me when his phone rang. He looked at it and declared, "It's Scarlett," and spent the rest of our visit in the parking lot pacing back and forth on the call. So, there it is, my brush with true crime. The time Jared Leto read my comic book and made fun of me about it. Thanks for reading, and I hope you get a kick out of being 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon from this specific heartthrob through me.
Well, well, well. Thank you so much, Liz. And you, Liz sent little pictures of the comic book, which is super cute.
I love it.
Of them says, "Holy cow, your toenails are tiny. Hey, maybe yours are too big. Like astronaut helmets." So
I see.
He was really reading it. I mean, and then "Your armpit smells like celery." I know. So it's nice to know that he wasn't just casually flipping through it, pretending to read it. He actually was reading it.
He really was. It sounds like it. That is funny, though, when you're kind of like, "Oh, will Jared Leto be there?" "Nah, he's not going to be there." And you walk in, you're like, "Oh, well, there he is." Also,
he
shout
is.
Out to be like, "Do you always dress like this?" And you're like, "Oh, only when we might meet a cast member of my so-called life." And he's like, "Oh, fuck you."
He's like, "That was only one season. Scarlett's on the phone. Who do we think that is? Johansson?
I don't
Were
know.
Were they in a movie together?"
I don't know if he ever dated. I think he did perhaps date Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. I didn't know if maybe they were in a movie together, but or maybe both. But
or a different Scarlett altogether. Who knows?
Scarlett's calling. Yeah. That's his cat. She's on the phone. Oh, man. Well, good for you for not getting swept up by the fame of Animal Hospital and where it takes you. Great name, by the way. I love one-man bands. Like anybody standing on stage doing something all by themselves that requires usually 5, 6, 8 people. I'm always impressed by that.
I am too. Anytime someone busts out like a loop pedal, I'm like, God damn, that's hard to like, you have to like play the loop and then kick the thing to loop to you and then play the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. It's a lot to manage on stage, but when done well, it is it's very impressive to watch. So shout out to Animal Hospital and your lovely comic. But I do like that he asked about your armpits and you're like, "You want to smell them?"
I'm good. Thanks. Scarlett's calling.
I'm going to go
sniff
her
armpits. I bet if Scarlett
armpits.
Asked you to smell her armpits, if it's Johansson. Hansen, you'd be like, "I've already done it while you were asleep."
He's like, "This is what I do. I huff pits." It's one of those where he's just such an odd duck that you're just like, "I would believe that. I would believe that he was into armpits. It wouldn't shock me." So thank you. And thank you for sharing this cute pictures of your comic book. I love it.
Super cute.
Sinisterhood will be right back. Sinisterhood is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis,
and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Well, this final one is from my daughter, Anonymous. And the subject line is, I downloaded the Werewolf Locator app, and things went badly. Hello. I was listening to your podcast while exercising in my apartment, and I paused to download the Werewolf Locator immediately after hearing about it. I played around in the settings, found the 111 cheat code, and upon going back to the main screen, was disappointed to see it tell me, I think, that it was only useful during the full moon. This cheat code was supposed to show me werewolves that were permanently a werewolf because they'd lost the ability to turn back. On the world map, it showed some dangerous-looking red dots in two places in the U.S., one which I'm semi-close to. As a side note, I'm not sure why it was saying that kind of detection would only work during the full moon, or possibly I misinterpreted it. But then, as I was trying to figure out how to exit the app, there was a loud ding in my earbuds, and a paw print appeared on the screen, signifying, I guess, a werewolf? It said the werewolf was a female, age 43. I am a female, age 43. In my rational brain, how the fuck did the app get permission to know my age? I'm wondering if anyone else has had this experience. I think it must be completely random, because as I walked around my apartment, it started picking up more werewolves. Another female, age 30. A male, age 39. I know my neighbors, and unless they have a lot of younger company over, that's not right. Counterpoint, the app is really picking up weird spiritual energies, and I have an entity that's been with me since birth, and there are an awful lot of other energies hanging around me and my neighbors. Am I serious? I don't know. I am really baffled why it would be random that the first one it picked matched up to my sex and age. And I don't know the math on that, but the chances seem pretty low. Is it part of the app agreement that they're allowed to share our demographics with the apps like that? If so, should I really be surprised at the lack of privacy in these things? I'm curious if others have had this experience, so I thought I would write in. I'm a bit creeped out either way. Thanks for reading, Anonymous. P.S. As I'm uploading the screenshot I took of the 43-year-old werewolf, I am noticing that the full moon indicator says that it's a full moon today. The moon is tiny today. When I first opened the app, the moon indicator was showing the correct phase of the moon, so my best guess is that this cheat code allows you to see the projection of where the people who will turn on the full moon are. But then they should put the projection date of the full moon on the little indicator. Instead, it says today. That's entirely too confusing. This doesn't erase the fact that it's still uncanny. It's just odd that it's not more clear what that cheat code does. I did not have to do anything extreme to find the code. It was at the bottom of the text below the world map. It's going to be really sad when I find out that, of course, these apps have access to our personal data like that, right? And in a perfect world, shouldn't I have to allow that? I did notice that when I opened the app, I declined to let it have access to all my junk, and instead of confirming, it said it would request that my data not be accessed. I can't remember if it was the word request, but something similar. It was like, okay, we'll see what we can do, but we don't have any say over this. Gonna go delete that app now. Bye!
Well, I mean, I'm no expert, but I think you're a werewolf.
Yeah,
I think this is how you found out that you're a werewolf. I was grabbing the picture to send to you of the proof that Anonymous is, in fact, a werewolf, which means you, in fact, have a werewolf daughter.
I have many daughters all over the world, so it stands to reason at least one of them is a werewolf, just statistically speaking. So I'm glad it's you, my love, and I hope that you learn to live with your new found aspects of your life, that things are going to change at least once a month, at least on the full moon. It sounds like I did not know that there was not only just that there are werewolves that can't ever turn back, but that the app is like, we can filter for that.
Yeah.
And I do love that.
We can give you a heads up so yes. You know where they're going to be next time. Yes. And sounds like you live next door to a couple, which might scare you, but yes. Also, what a thing to bond over.
It is that you're like, hey, I just, Do you know anyone that's like a male that's like 30, whatever? Yeah. Do you know anybody that's like a male age 39 and a female age 30? And they're like, don't look in our guest room. And you're like, what? Just, we have some family visiting. Don't worry. Don't look in our guest room. You're like, what's that scratching and growling sound? Sounds like it's some of your people. They're here. Yeah. They're visiting.
Some friends that you haven't made yet.
Yeah.
And
every werewolf growl is a friend you haven't made
yet.
Yeah,
they're just strangers you haven't met yet. I'm also curious about this cheat code. We didn't know about a cheat code yet. Mm-mm. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's hard to find, considering it's the cheat code is usually there. You got to do a little more digging.
Right on the front page.
I guess you found it. Maybe only true werewolves see the cheat code. And then you get to see it because they're like, we want to give you a heads up where your people are at so you can go get with them before the next full moon.
Right. You need to know, no matter if it's a full moon or not, you need to know who's around so you know who you should be hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll let y'all know. We have it downloaded and we're going to use it when we get to Cincinnati and Cleveland and Toronto this week, upcoming week as we travel. So we'll keep y'all updated on our social media. If we are identified as werewolves, what if I open the app and it's like, there's one werewolf, female, and it's me, and then I just don't tell you guys because I don't want you to know that I'm a werewolf because you have to lock me up once a month.
Well, I mean, you know, I feel like I've seen you probably every day for a whole month, and
accurate.
I've never seen you get hairier.
Nope.
You did just talk about how you don't shave from the knees up.
Correct.
So maybe this is your transformation beginning.
I'm turning slowly by just having shaven from the knees down. But that's other than that, I don't have any other werewolf-like symptoms, but I'll keep y'all posted. I'll punch that cheat code in and I'll let you know, Anonymous. But like mother, like daughter, if you're a werewolf, it stands to reason, so am I. So
yeah. We'll unless see. It skips a generation, we'll have to see. Well, thank you so much, Anonymous and other Anonymous and everyone else for sending in your Freaky Friday stories. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. If you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free to see what we're up to next, or dive into over 900 hours of bonus content with all sorts of different segments. We do Judge Christie, Dear Sinister, where you can write in with things that you might need advice on, true crime headlines. We just recently did one with an update on the Russ trial with Alec Baldwin, which just started today.
It did, and we also have an upcoming Heather Saves, where I have some interesting articles and posts that don't really fit into the other categories that those are always fun. And we also have unpopular opinions and Ask Reddit, all kinds of stuff. And not to mention ad-free episodes. You get video versions of our episodes that are also ad-free, as well as monthly mini-sodes, monthly live streams, quarterly bonus content, and so much more.
We do a ton over on Patreon, but if you don't want to commit yet, you can join just for a free trial for a week at any of the levels, and as long as you cancel before that week's up, you don't get charged. So it's a nice way to get a little sampler platter of everything we offer and then decide, what do I want to order?
Yeah, do I want to stick around? Well, if you want to head over to sinisterhood.com, you can click shop on the top banner to get Sinisterhood merch like t-shirts, mugs, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos. And if you're a Patreon member, be sure to check that pin post to see your discount code, which is good year-round and applies to clearance items.
Mm-hmm. Stack those codes. Mm-hmm. While you're on our website, you can also review the show. We make it super simple to leave us a review. Follow us on socials and check out the episode description. You'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists and links to all those full moon energy shows.
You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Watch full video versions of the show and catch some of our live streams, like our Sassy Magazine read-through live stream
yes.
we just did on YouTube, where we took a best friend quiz. We killed a flying bug that was terrorizing us.
The screenshot, did you see the screenshot someone sent? I've got to frame it and put it in my house somewhere because the magazine where I just happened to have that ad and I'm crouched down and I'm holding that ad over my head. head that's like, I don't want to be an adult.
It says, I don't feel like an adult. I feel lousy. And I'm pretty sure it's a tampon ad from 1988. So, yeah, it was, we had to jump into action, but it worked out. It worked out. That's the kind of chaos you get on those YouTube live streams. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's totally free. And that way, switch on notifications so you know the next time we go live. And we also post clips. I'm going to have to clip out the great cicada battle of 2024 and maybe put it on our TikTok channel. You can also check out clips from the show on TikTok.
Why do you have to clip it out?
Like, so cut it out so that people can see that one part because the stream's not on TikTok.
I thought you meant a TikTok video. It wasn't safe for YouTube.
No, it's very safe for YouTube. Like, but I mean, I don't want anybody to have to fast forward through it. You just get to see it as is.
It was chaotic and legitimately scary. And for all of my fellow people that are scared of bugs, you'll just trigger warning.
Yeah, it was very serious. And if you want to have a custom video shout out for yourself where we tell you happy birthday, happy anniversary, congrats, surprise, whatever you want us to deliver, we can deliver it via a custom video with Cameo. Go to cameo.com/sinisterhood and book yours today. Christy, where can people find you on the computer?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
Find me on the internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.